The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
For 10 years since homeowners in County Donegal first started to notice they had a problem with defective blocks. Some are still living in homes riddled with cracks, others are building new houses, some are staying in caravans. The latest challenge facing some of these homeowners is that they've been given alternative payment options, which they are describing as being downgraded. Our reporter Josh Crosby travelled to Donegal to meet with some of those who are impacted. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Where'd you start and what is the current situation?
Well, first off, I went near Buncrana where I called to Councillor Jo Beard's site. And I say site because that's what it is. Her old house once stood right there, but now it's a building site and she and her husband James are living in a mobile home just right next to it. Councillor Beard never thought she would end up in politics, but she was a co-founder of the Redress Focus Groups and then she ran in the local elections for the 100% Redress Party, and along with three other party colleagues, they got elected. As you mentioned, the latest knock some of these homeowners have received is what they're calling the downgrading of options being made available to them. Now, I'll get to all that in a minute, but just to hear what it's like for someone who's, let's say, in the middle stages of all this, I thought we'd start with Joy Beard. Joy demolished her home in July and discovered then that the foundation went 3 metres down. And understandably, she wasn't comfortable or confident to build on top of the existing concrete. So she got every bit of it ripped out. But the foundation is not covered in the scheme that she's on. So she says this has added on another 30 grand to the cost of building a new home. The builders are on site, but it's early days now. She hopes to be in there maybe this time next year. Joy starts off by describing the neighbour's house, and I saw it for myself. It was through the neighbours spotting cracks in their home around 10 years ago that they then discovered that they also had a big problem on their hands.
The back bit is actually ready to fall down. You know, there is parts already falling down, especially at the coins there. You can see that massive crack there. But even in houses now, we have cracks so big in some of these properties that rodents are actually ingressing through the cracks of the home.
So talk to us about where you're at now.
Yeah, well, you can see I'm now living in a mobile home in the back garden.
And this is where your house once stood?
My house once stood right here, as I'm showing you. So it's tragic, you know. It's not easy to move from a home into now a caravan.
This is home now?
This is home. This has been home for the last few months. You know, we demolished the house in July. We took out our foundations because foundations have the same concrete as what the blocks have. Foundations aren't included in the scheme, but hopefully that will change.
So you look out the windows of this caravan here and you're looking down at a foundation where your house, mm-hmm, your lovely home once stood.
Yeah, exactly. That's costing me a fortune of money. You know, through no fault of my own, I did nothing wrong. All as I did is bought a house like thousands of people do in this country. But we've been let down because the quarries weren't regulated.
So as a newly elected representative, affected homeowners are going to be coming to you for help. What are you going to be demanding now at the county council meetings and from government?
Yeah, well, I think the government have to realise that this is not going to be solved unless this IS 465 is reviewed and every house has to be demolished with the foundations taken out. That's the long and the short of it. That's not happening at the minute. The biggest issue at the moment is that people cannot find anywhere to live. We couldn't find anywhere to rent. We searched for 2.5 years for somewhere to rent and there is nowhere to rent. So at the council meetings, I've been pushing to try and get modular homes in situ for these families. It's a quick fix solution. You know, the walls are crumbling down around them. Their homes are mouldy. I don't know how a government can sit back and allow that to happen and not have any plans in place to help these families.
That's Donegal Councillor Joy Beard from the 100% Redress Party. So Josh, let's get to what's being described as downgrading. What's happening?
Okay, so affected homeowners would have initially hired engineers to come out and they would take samples from the walls, the rising walls that they dig down. They would bore out a core and it would be taken away for testing. They would then write up a report and give their recommendations of what should happen to the house. So this next homeowner we'll hear from now, Jacqueline Gosh, found out in 2021 she had defective blocks in, I must say, her lovely home just outside Ballybuffet. Now, her initial engineer recommended the house should be demolished, knocked down. So then what happens is the engineers working on behalf of the housing agency also review the findings and make their recommendations. And when this happened, Jacqueline was informed that she was being given remediated options, which would not involve knocking down the house, but instead demolish and rebuild the external walls down to the top of the rising wall on a phase basis and re-render. Now, Jacqueline told me that the second round of engineers did not actually physically come to her house. And in her words, it was a desk decision. So I contacted the housing agency and I was told that the test information carried carried out by the applicant's engineer is fully considered by the housing agency's chartered engineers. But this would have been data that would have been already collected in the system, and the homeowners feel, look, it's a bit of a reach to be making a decision having not actually visited the property itself.
Okay, so you've got an engineer who's actually on site who makes a decision saying this should be demolished, and then another engineer looks at that very report which led to the demolishing decision and says no.
So there's a number
without ever seeing what's going on.
The number of different options there, yeah.
How many homes are being recategorised with different options?
Well, at the end of last month, the housing agency issued 315 of what it says is appropriate remediation option determinations. Of these, 192 were the same as the applicant's chartered engineer. And then, this is where it gets to it, 123 differed from the applicant's chartered engineer. I was told this can be expected. I was told this by the housing agency, where there's a range of options exist. Now, another aspect of these new decisions that homeowners are particularly frustrated with is that they say decisions are being based on the extent of mica and freeze thaw in the blocks. But they say mica is not actually the actual issue causing the deterioration. It's an internal sulphate attack due to the presence of pyrotite in the blocks. So I asked the housing agency if it's taking this into account, and I was told that the housing agency takes into consideration pyrotite and pyrite where evidenced in the applicant's chartered engineer's report. But I was told then by the homeowners that when the earlier initial engineer's reports would have been focusing then on the percentages of mica. So look, let's take a listen to Jacqueline Gosh to hear what stage she's currently at.
So they looked at our engineer's report and they downgraded the option one to option three. So obviously we're going to appeal this because we feel that there's a lot of errors.
But this downgrading, so yes. You're told this is the possible plan, this is where we're going next, but then all of a sudden you find out that you're being classified with a different option.
Absolutely. I mean, our engineer was an engineer that we found on Donegal County Council website. We engaged with him. The report, the analysis from the core samples came back, and he recommended an option, the best option for our house based on the information that he had at the time. And the option that he gave us was option one. And then we had the other engineer working for the housing agency came back, and they've made a different option. Now, the option that they made, I have to point out, was based on a desktop study. They didn't even come to visit our home. So there was data available. For example, when our core was taken from our rising walls, our engineer was present. The pit was open. The rising wall was cracked. The core that came out of the rising wall cracked as well. As our engineer has said, that he has made a recommendation based on physically being here at our home. Why are the engineers downgrading our homes based their decisions on mica, which is freeze thaw, when we now know that it is due to the presence of pyrotite sulfate attack? So we don't understand why they're doing this.
I've been meeting with people, and some of them have moved into caravans, mobile homes in their back gardens. They've had to knock their homes. What's it like living in a house where you know that the blocks are defective?
It is really soul destroying. I mean, this is our biggest financial asset. It is the roof over our children's heads. What us homeowners want to know, why is the government, the Department of Housing, the housing agency allowing decisions about our home still to be made on a flawed standard IS465?
And that's Donegal homeowner Jacqueline Gosh. Now, what about not houses or homes, but businesses or services in the county that had their premises affected by it?
Yes, Pat, one sector we know that's in demand right across the country is, of course, childcare. And in Donegal, this is even in more demand and strain on providers because some have been forced to close down their premises. Those working in the sector estimate that around 40% of childcare services in Donegal will have to close due to having defective blocks in their buildings. I called to one such place in Raphoe, where I met with Fiona McCrabb from the Raphoe Community Play Group. Now, I met Fiona down at the building where they've had to vacate. She brought me inside. You could see that they ripped up the lino. You can see big cracks on the floor. They would have had over 60 children attending, but now they've had to cut that up to 40. So around 15, 20 families impacted by this. They've had to move into a community centre where they have a temporary slot. Now, Fiona says they've even lost two staff due to all these changes. Fiona starts off by describing what it's like for parents when all this became a reality.
I'm sending my child to playgroup where they should be in a safe environment. Is it safe? Is it safe for the adults to be in here? What's going to happen next year? Where am I going to send my child? Because we didn't know at that stage where we were going to move to. We just knew that we didn't have a building anymore.
And you couldn't answer the parents' questions.
I have no answers for them. The government doesn't have any answers for them. We've been writing letters and emails and we're just getting nowhere. If you want to follow me into the building, I'll show you the worst of the damage.
I'll follow
in
you.
Here.
You can. It's visibly outside, but so this is where children would come in, hang up their jackets.
This is their cloakroom. As you can see, there's holes in the wall.
Right. And they're not just hairline cracks. Like, it looks as if the wall could cave in.
That wall is going out the way. That will fall out the way, as the engineer has told us.
And even above the windows and the door frame, you can see where the cracks come into the corners.
It's horrendous.
We often hear the demand on childcare services right across the country. But what is that strain like in a county where there are so many buildings that there are question marks now over their integrity?
I think there's 40% of childcare facilities in Donegal that have defective blocks. That's an awful lot of childcare places that are going to be lost, you know,
and
in the next few years.
Parents will have to stop working.
Parents can't go to work. The loss of money into the economy and to the local shops and businesses, you know, it's catastrophic.
And where are the children going to go if there's a shortage of buildings? Like, are we going to see more prefabs, or what's some sort of solution?
They are a huge cost. We did price them. It was totally out of our price range.
So we're standing here in a building that's been in operation for 24 years. You have a lovely playground outside. There'll be children who would have came to this play school and now they're adults. But everything is going to be crumbs.
We have parents here now that were children in this playgroup. It's 24 very short years. I remember the day we moved into this building. 24 years, it's going to be demolished. The castle across the road is 400 years and still standing.
And that's Fiona McCrabb from Rafoe Community Playgroup. Any good news at all in the county?
Well, Pat, I spoke with a man who would have been associated with the Mica campaigning, Paddy Diver. Now, they were protesting at the Engineers Ireland headquarters yesterday, and I met him. He's still living in a caravan, but he says they're starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel, but there needs to be more regulation.
We believe that when you buy a product, it should be fit for purpose. Simple as that.
So bring us up to today now, Paddy. We're standing here now where your house once stood, but what stage are you at?
I'm on a stage here now that my timber frame kit is up. I am now putting 50mm battens on the outside and a cement board because there's not one block on my house. I do not trust blocks anywhere in Donegal, and I don't trust the regulations, the market surveillance of the blocks. So I never want to see another block again in my life.
For many people listening, buying a house, building a home, it's one of the biggest milestones you'll ever do in your life. But to have to go through this a second time with a lack of trust in the materials, what's that like for everyone involved?
You can't put it onto words, because it's the most stressful thing ever. People turn around and think that moving a home is stressful in a marriage. Can you imagine tossing down your house and rebuilding it? Fair enough, we get people out there saying, oh, so you're getting a new home at the end of it. Never in my life would I ever have looked to swap my old home for this new home to see the stress I have to go through. I'm living in a caravan there now with my children. Bugs get into the caravan easier. My wee girl is crying, petrified, doesn't want to be in there, can't wait to get back into her home, asking, why did this happen? How did this happen? And that's the question that everybody's asking. How did this happen? When did this happen? There's still no public inquiry. There's still nobody being held accountable.
What do you want to see being done that we don't repeat this again and again?
Well, I'll be totally honest with you. If you had to build a house in England or Northern Ireland, we need to get to that level of market surveillance, because there's a clerk of works comes out before you put your concrete onto your subfloor and he's checking that the ground's dry, steel's not touching the edges, it's done right, and he will come out at every opportunity the whole way through the house. There's nobody has set foot in my door since I started this here house. I could be using second-hand timber from a salvage yard for all anybody cares. That's not right.
No one's still come out here to see.
I cannot believe what is absolutely happening. Everything has just been passed on to my architect for him to sign off. There's no family that done no wrong to get at this here stage. What I have to go through, my wife has to go through, there's elderly out there, vulnerable people out there, and pensioners out there that cannot do what we've done. We're more supposed to project manage us ourselves. There's people out there that will mental breakdowns before they'll get to the end of this. And the downgraded people, it's a mortal sin what they're going through at the moment.
Paddy Diver ending that report from Josh Crosby.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.